This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, I'm seeing this per Chandler Rome of The Athletic. We were talking about it. We've actually been talking about it since camp. The possible return of this man, and now we have a date. Lance McCullers Jr. will start for the Astros on Sunday versus the Chicago White Sox. That was as of 15 minutes ago. And so, Lance McCullers Jr. has all but completed the road to recovery, the road that will see him pitch in the majors for the first time since, what was that, 23?
22.
Was it 22?
2022. His last start was in 2022 in October. And it was,
how'd he do in that start?
He lost 3-0, was pulled early, if I remember correctly. He got six innings in, October of 2022. That's regular season. I need to look at his playoff season.
There you go.
His playoff numbers. But, nevertheless, 2022 was his last time.
Yeah. So, there you go. That's a huge news for the Astros in that, Lance McCullers Jr. is within sight, mm-hmm. within sight of getting on the mound. And the reason why I'm not fully taking the victory lap is that there are some days between now and Sunday, but it does look like Lance McCullers Jr. has largely made the recovery and will be ready to get back into the rotation for the Astros. I think it'll be interesting to see like where he slots into the rotation and maybe who eventually makes their way out of the rotation. There is some thought that maybe you could go to a six-man
rotation. I think they will. This signals that. And yeah, it was in the 2022 postseason, and that's the one where he was pulled early after three innings. But Lance McCullers Jr., long, long road back. It'll be his first start in that many years.
There you go. And don't do that, Texas Misfit, on the YouTube page. They said bullpen better be ready for heavy innings Sunday. Don't do that. He stretched out. He's given you five pretty much every damn time that he gets out here for these rehab starts. And the velocity has been good. He's, you know, the stuff has looked pretty solid. And so excited to see what he looks like once he gets to the majors. Plus, I mean, hey, after 911 days.
911 days.
I feel like the White Sox ain't the worst place to start, right? Like the White Sox, although to be fair, I feel like the Colorado Rockies might be going under paid attention to when it comes to possibly putting up one of the worst baseball seasons that we've seen from a team. But the White Sox ain't really that much better. So, man, get an opportunity to get out here against a team that I don't think is all that great and get yourself back into playing shape, man. Get yourself back into that groove. So, again, Lance McCullers Jr. set to start for your Astros on Sunday. Let's circle back around. Let's get back to the Texans. Let's do this at least quickly, get into this, because we've talked a lot about Higgins and Noel and Arriante Ursary. The first three selections that the Texans made in the draft last week. In fact, those guys have been praised a ton. I think Tom McShay has loved it. There's been other draft scouts and draft media folks that have really praised the top end of the draft. And then there's some questions from some people about what they did afterwards, some of the trades and the values that they had in some of those other places. But when it comes to those players, when it comes to potential camp bodies or, you know, undrafted free agents that they've signed a few of those. Who is set up to make a splash here, Lopez?
Yeah, look, Arian Foster is like our Tom Brady. You know, he was undrafted.
That's right.
He was an undrafted free agent. How'd that work out? It happens. It happens a lot. If not to that degree, it happens where you get some lower round picks, some undrafted guys that are, you know, frankly, you know, opportunity is the number one thing. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have an opportunity, if there's a place on the roster where, you know, there's possibilities, the number one thing becomes that. And I think, I feel, I don't know what you're curious about or what you think might happen here, but I feel, okay, I'll start with the most recent news. Jake Andrews.
Yeah, Jake Andrews, who offensive lineman, drafted in 2023 to the Patriots, or actually he last played with the Patriots And he had he was injured during the entirety of last year, so he did not play there. But he started, I believe, 13 games or played 13 games.
He played in 16 games. He started one. Or, yeah, started one is what I saw this morning. Maybe it's wrong, but when I was digging in on this, that, I think that's what the numbers – it doesn't matter. Didn't start a lot. Played in a few one season, then tore his meniscus. And frankly, the story out of New England is he just kind of got passed. He got passed by other guys, you know, on the interior offensive line. He's just 25.
Right.
So
drafted in the same draft that you had Juice Scruggs and Jarrett Patterson. Mm-hmm. And interestingly enough, all of those guys pretty, at least if you were inclined to look at Dane Brugler's pre-draft evaluations as I am, mm-hmm. All those guys kind of rated in that same area when it comes to, you know, possibly being sixth round kind of grades. Obviously, we know Scruggs went way higher. And, you know, he, Jake Andrews, I think just a little bit after Patterson as well. And those guys, I mean, or actually, no, he was a fourth rounder if my memory serves. But yeah, he looks like he can play. Mm-hmm. And this feels like another instance of giving us an idea of what this offensive or what this team is doing offensive line wise, which is kind of just throwing guys in there of a certain caliber, to be fair, and seeing which of these guys kind of grab hold of the position.
And he had a New England zip code at one point. So that doesn't that doesn't ever hurt him.
Yeah.
You know, here. But he's played center. He's played guard. So there's opportunity there. A couple of guys that – okay, well, I'll mention this one first. I'm not like his fan club or anything. I'm just looking at, you know, what they have and what they like to do, what we think they're going to like to do offensively. They're going to use a lot of tight ends. We know the blocking has been an issue. Luke Lachey, I feel as a blocker, that's his go-to. He's going to at least have a look. He's going to get a serious look as maybe a second or third tight end in some of these situations. But the ones that are interesting to me are some of their undrafted free agents, and we haven't really talked about them a lot.
Mm-hmm.
When you come to opportunity, Junior Tafuna, who we all have probably seen him play and make plays. He went to Utah. They've had a couple of good seasons here in the last couple of years. He's a pass rushing type defensive tackle. Some people had him, you know, rated in the fifth or sixth round. He fell out and was signed. Defensive tackle is opportunity, man. That's an opportunity with this club.
Yeah, for sure. Especially if you can get up the field. And one thing that we know about this team is that they're not afraid to let, you know, maybe guys who don't have as big of a profile get opportunities in there. Plus, they like rotating guys on that defensive line. So you can find yourself in a space like our guy Toji Ai did last year and ended up being beneficial, especially in a space where it feels like you need bodies and you need or at least you could use bodies. And if you play up to a certain level, there's an opportunity there. Plus, and I hate to be the person who brings some negativity, are we certain that Sheldon Rankins is still playing at that same level? Like, would there be a possibility of that opening up some level of opportunities for him as well? So, I mean, if the young man comes in and if he does have, as you mentioned, if he has an ability to get up the field and press the pocket, that's what we were talking about when we talked about the possibility of needing interior offensive line. Yes, somebody that can help stop the run matters, but also that's, I think, elevation that could have helped this defensive line like it wasn't incredible last year, but could have pushed it to another level is now if you're getting some pressure from the interior as well in a different level, and on top of what Settle did and obviously Mario Edwards early last season, you take this to a whole different level.
Yeah, and this is another interesting one to me. Had, if you go back and look at the combine scores, had one of the top five combine scores in several categories, but went undrafted. And that's Eli Cox. He was another interior, and he actually played everywhere, but another offensive lineman, went to Kentucky and was also in that fifth, sixth round category, but scored real well physically. And oh, by the way, we talk a lot about Cole Popovich, the offensive line coach. The assistant offensive line coach is Zach Yenser, who coached Cox at Kentucky for 2 years. So he's very familiar with his work.
There's a couple of guys that have some that you would imagine have some level of familiarity that you have here that you wonder, does that then I have a hard time getting to a place where I think those guys trouble the possibility of Jarrett Patterson or Juice Scruggs for center. Because you mentioned, obviously, Andrews has played center, and then Eli Cox obviously is a center. But I have a hard time thinking that. Are you in that same space where you go, those guys are probably entrenched to a certain degree, not saying that they're
entrenched is the word, but they certainly have the advantage.
Or they have such an advantage that it's going to be hard for those guys to make it up is probably a more accurate way of saying that. Do you feel that similar way?
I do, but I also feel like we can't say who's going to be the either guard or the center at this point. We're leaning toward Titus at left guard, of course, But center and right guard, I can't tell you who it's going to be, who I think it's going to be. I have my hunches. But there's, you know, there's opportunity there, and that's what we talk about.
Yeah, and so it does feel like they're just going to – they're, and, yes, the text here probably says it in a way that I would. Offensive line philosophy is accuracy by volume. They're just a lot of different guys in there and seeing which of these guys hold up. And, yes, also, Ladarius Henderson is in there. In fact, I know that Nick Caserio, talking to Kay Adams today, gave a update about Ladarius Henderson, so I feel like we'll have to hear some of that later on. But yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. So I guess we didn't ultimately get to the place where which one of those guys do you feel like is best situated to possibly add to this team and impact what's happening here?
I think Jake Andrews and Junior Tafuna would be my picks, simply because Tafuna offers something that I think you've talked about, and, you know, pressing the pocket and all that. He's a pass rushing guy, not huge. He's not that anchor. He's like 300, 305 pounds, but he's got some moves. He's moved outside a little bit. Maybe a poor man's Danico Autry type, you know, along those lines. And then Jake Andrews, you know, we just went through it all. The guy had a meniscus, got it beat out, got passed, but at some point they liked him.
So you aren't feeling that way about Keontae Hamilton, the seventh rounder, when you talk about defensive tackle?
I mean, he's going to be in the mix with him.
But he also, we were talking about it, he seems like he also profiles as more like an upside guy. I do wonder how much of that you see immediately. Mm-hmm. But just more interesting things to look at for when camp comes around, to get an eye on what these guys are and what kind of depth this Texans team has built for themselves. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping. We'll circle back around to the idea that Lance McCullers Jr. is on the cusp of returning to the Astros, but also, what the hell is happening with Bill O'Brien, Bill Belichick at UNC? We'll get more into that next.